The License Commission hearing for Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. It's 2:03 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Excuse me. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney, and Brand Gilgard. Administrative matters. Ratification of the Statement of Reasons is issued to Coffee Shop LLC, doing businesses Upper West, 1 Cedar Street B. Holder of general on-premise all-alcohol license number 11587.
And CV license 13296.
Yep. On November 20th, 2018, for violations of failure to comply with the Mass Comprehensive Fire Safety Code, section 20.1.5.2.42. General Laws, Chapter 148, Section 28, General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 23 and 64, Board's Rules 2.2, 2.3, 2.5, 2.6, 5.1, 5.2, and 13.1, failure and or refusal to cooperate with agents of the fire department and or hindering an investigation and or the enforcement of the law in violation of General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 23, 63, 63A, and 64, Board's Rules 2.2, 2.3, 2.5, 2.6, 5.1, 5.2, 13.1, 13.3, and 13.5. Threatening or intimidating a witness to wit public officials in violation of General Laws, Chapter 268, Sections 13B. General Law, Chapter 138, Sections 23 and 64. Board's Rules 2.3, 2.5, 5.1, 5.2, 13.1, 13.3, and 13.5. Threatening public officials in violations of General Laws, Chapter 275, Sections 2 through 4, General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 23 and 64, and Board's Rules 2.3, 2.5, 5.1, 5.2, 13.1, 13.3, and 13.5.
So it's unclear at this time whether we actually need to take any action on this, but considering the open meeting law complaint filed, I wanted to clearly put on the record that all deliberations and votes regarding the violations found and the discipline issued were done during the open meeting of November 7th, when this matter was considered, and that the statement of reasons issued on November 20th accurately represents the deliberations and votes of the board of that day. And unless any board member wants to further discuss or modify, I move to ratify and confirm that the statement of reasons issued on November 20th represents the board's deliberations and votes as discussed and found on November 7th during the open meeting.
I concur.
Okay. So it's ratified and confirmed.
Second matter, Coffee Shop LLC, doing business as Upper West. Holder of general on-premise all-alcohol license number 11587 and common victualler with entertainment license number 13296 at 1 Cedar Street B. Correspondence regarding the automatic stay of the suspension issued by board vote on November 7th, 2018 due to the filing of an appeal with the ABCC.
So consider this correspondent as a request to stay the suspension pending the resolution of the appeal filed with the ABCC. I want to clearly place on the record that these types of stays are not automatic and are not always granted by the board. In fact, we have denied them in the past, and that is why the board considers them. For this particular case, considering the ABCC hearing has been scheduled for after the given suspension dates, the Fire Appeals Board denial of the licensee's appeal, and the fact that we have to wait a few more days until further appeal period on that expires before we can consider issuing discipline on count one, and that our next meeting is not until January 16th, 2019, I would vote to grant the stay of suspension pending the resolution of the ABCC appeal.
Concur.
I concur.
So granted. Now I move we go into executive session for purposes of discussing strategy concerning responding to the open meeting law complaint filed by Kimberly Courtney and Xavier Dietrich regarding the Cambridge License Commission's November 20th, 2018 statement of reasons issued to Coffee Shop LLC DBA Upper West. As discussing the complaint and response in open session may have a detrimental effect upon the board's position concerning the complaint. And for the purposes of discussing litigation strategy with respect to an appeal known as an appeal of the action of the City of Cambridge Licensing Board 6 for suspending The Section 12 All Alcohol License of Winding Road LLC DBA Abigail is located at 219 3rd Street, Cambridge for 5 days. As discussing this matter in an open session may have detrimental effect on the litigating position of the board. So with that, I call a roll vote to move into executive session, and once that session is concluded, to return to the open session. So, yay or nay, Bard?
Yay.
Mahoney?
Yay.
Murati Fetter, yay. So we will now move into executive session. We'll be back shortly.
Back on the record.
And then by roll call, we're ending executive session. Bard?
Yeah.
Mahoney?
Yay.
And Murati Fetter, yay. And we're now back in the open session. And moving on to administrative matters.
Cheese Pizza LLC, doing business as Roxy's A4 Cade, has applied for a change to their existing common victual all alcohol entertainment license to remove foosball, pool table, and shuffleboard, and to add 8 games.
Granted.
President Fellows of Harvard College, doing business as the pub, has applied for a change to their license to add trivia to their entertainment portion.
Granted.
Diamonds Restaurant Group, doing business as Pizza Bar, holder of common victual wine and malt license 11453 at 1238 Cambridge Street, has applied to change their DBA to All-Star Pizza Bar.
Granted.
President and Fellows of Harvard College, doing business as Harvard Faculty Club, has applied to end dancing by patrons and DJ.
Granted.
Attorney Demetrio Andriatis has notified the License Commission that a secured party auction was conducted on November 15th involving several Cambridge taxi medallions. There were no bids for any of the medallions.
Board acknowledges.
John Schall has notified the License Commission that he will not be renewing license 11362 for fire and ice.
Board acknowledges license canceled and file closed. And for the record, this is an alcohol license.
Low Hill Inc., doing business as Joe Sent Me, has applied to change their opening hours Monday through Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 11:30 a.m.
Granted.
City Girl Gourmet Incorporated, doing business as City Girl Cafe, holder of common victular alcohol entertainment license.
I'm sorry, can we go back for a moment?
Yeah.
I didn't see it attached there, but just let's confirm that they submitted the corporate vote and fees on that one.
For
Joe Sent Me. It might have just not gotten printed.
I'll check on it.
Yeah, so I would say granted, pending submission of corporate vote, ABCC form, and fees.
I don't think we have the ABCC. City Girl Gourmet Incorporated, doing business as City Girl Cafe, holder of common victual all alcohol entertainment license at 204 Hampshire, has applied to change their opening hour on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Granted, and pending submission of, pending confirmation, because I think we got it for them, but otherwise pending either submission or confirmation of submission.
Wheeling's Brattle LLC, doing business as Beat Brew Hall, has applied to add 2 TVs and shuffleboard and to remove reading of poetry from their license, and they've also requested a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted as to both.
Abbey Cambridge LLC, doing business as The Abbey, holder of common victular alcohol license at 1755, is requesting to change their Saturday and Sunday opening hour from 11 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Granted as to both and pending submission and confirmation of submission of ABCC corporate voting fees.
450 Kendall Hospitality, doing business as Glass House, has applied to add 4 TVs and trivia. Life Alive Acquisition LLC, is requesting to change their name to Life Alive Cafe LLC and a change of manager from Hema Narayan to Steve Speyer. Live acoustical music from live acoustical music with amplification to without amplification. Entertainment hours to special events and change in hours from, this is very confusing, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Granted,
Rockstar Foods Limited, doing business as Pammy's, is requesting to change their opening hour from 5 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. all days and to extend their closing hours until from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. on New Year's Eve.
Granted. Have to vote.
Coffee Company, LLC, doing business as Intrepid Cafe, is requesting to amend their Saturday hours from, instead of being closed, to opening from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. for food and entertainment only and 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. for alcohol, and to correct the administrative record to reflect the manager's name as May DeLuca.
Granted, and that correction is basically on our file, as we have confirmed that both the local board and the ABCC have approved her as the manager of record.
Nookie LLC, doing business as Commonwealth Restaurant, is requesting to change their opening hours for food and entertainment only Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Granted, this is just for the CVB alcohol safety thing.
Golden Toad Incorporated, doing business as Christopher, holder of Common Victualler Alcohol and Entertainment License, is requesting to change their opening hour on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. They're also making the same request for Flying Toad, doing business as Cambridge Common, to change the opening hour.
Granted, so I know that they submitted everything.
They did. Compass Group USA LLC, doing business as Bon Appetit Management Company, is requesting to extend their closing hours Monday through Thursday to 8 p.m. and to open Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at Washburn Hall.
Granted.
Bowery Cambridge LLC, doing business as the Sinclair, is requesting to change their Friday opening hour from 4 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Granted, and there's also, and then I just wanted to put on the record that their New Year's Eve closing hour will be 2 a.m., but that's an automatic based on the condition on the license that the 2 a.m. closing on day before legal holiday.
Facility Concessions, doing business at the Sinclair, is requesting to change their Friday hours to open at 11 a.m. They currently open at 12 p.m., and they've also applied for the New Year's Eve extension.
Granted, and then I would just say, I know that they submitted it, but was it here?
That's what I was attaching before.
Granted.
Jim Hogan, on behalf of Turner Construction, has applied for a special noise variance Saturday, December 16th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 314 Main Street for crane work.
Granted, with the condition that a Sunday work permit is required.
Association of Sigma Tau Alumni of Delta Kappa Epsilon, doing business as Delta Kappa Epsilon at 403 Memorial Drive, has changed their manager from Philip Evan to Justin Wallace.
Granted.
Concord Ave Cafe at 294 Concord Ave has changed the manager from Richard Yang to Wanny Yang. Bailey and Sage, 5 Cambridge Center, has notified the License Commission they do not intend to renew their alcohol license.
Okay, I acknowledge that the licensee did not renew the alcohol license. Alcohol license is canceled and file converted to a CVN entertainment file only. acknowledge receipt of the renewal for the CVN Entertainment license only and approve it.
Priscilla Trancoso, on behalf of Bomb Cafe, is changing their DBA to Malor Cafe.
Granted.
Hackett Feinberg, on behalf of Radius Bank, a secured lender, is requesting to take possessions of medallions 116, 144, and 213 pursuant to their notice of default.
I would vote to refer this to the city solicitor and seek a legal opinion on the issue.
Concur.
Winding Road, LLC, doing business as Abigail, has notified the License Commission that they have withdrawn their ABCC appeal.
Board acknowledges the new suspension dates will be December 22nd and 23rd and the 27th through the 29th.
Charlie Moore, on behalf of Turner Construction, has applied for a special noise variance from January 2nd, 2019 through March 2nd, 2019, from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. weekdays, Saturdays, and periodic Sundays at 145 Broadway for soil removal during the day and deliveries at night.
I would grant with the condition 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday and periodic Sundays and the following conditions. Number one, that there is a 1 week prior notification for use on Sundays, and number two, that a Sunday work permit is required for that particular Sunday.
Frank Kelly, on behalf of Turner Construction, has applied for a special noise variance. Same dates, January 2nd through March 2nd, 2019, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. weekdays, Saturdays, and periodic Sundays at 145 Broadway.
Again, I would grant with the conditions that the Sunday to be used periodic only and must provide a 1 week prior notification, and number two, for that particular Sunday, must provide a Cambridge Police Department Sunday work permit.
Cakewalk Bakers, LLC, doing business as Flower Bakery and Cafe at 190 Mass Ave, has changed their opening hour from 7 a.m. to 6:30 a.m.
Granted.
M&R Hospitality Group, Incorporated, doing business as PETA. 12 Springfield Street has changed their corporate name to PETA Cambridge, Inc.
Granted.
Ahmad Noor, on behalf of John Moriarty & Associates, has applied for a special noise variance on December 16th. From 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at 20 Acorn Park for truck engines and assembling steel parts.
Granted with the conditions that a Sunday work permit is required from the police department and also a permit is required from DPW.
Minutes?
And just, that was for crane setup. Did you say that that one was for crane setup?
I said truck engines and assembling steel parts.
Oh, okay. Also for crane setup. With regard to minutes, I would vote to approve the October 24th minutes. Good?
Approved.
November 7 minutes, we ready to approve as well?
Approved.
Okay. Moving on to the
renewals. McCabe's Bar and Grill, 2046 Mass Ave. They're applying for a New Year's Eve extension and adding 5 TVs and 2 pinball machines.
Okay, alcohol extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and changes to the annual entertainment license granted.
La Fabrica Central, LLC, has applied to extend their food and entertainment New Year's Eve extension from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Granted.
Altruista LLC, doing business as Dante at 40 Edwin Land Boulevard, is applied to extend for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Science Partners, Inc., doing business as Miracle of Science Bar and Grill at 321 Mass Ave, has applied for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol and until 3 for food and entertainment.
Granted.
MSEX LLC, doing business as Middlesex Lounge, 315 Mass Ave, has applied for a New Year's Eve extension for alcohol from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and food and entertainment until 3 a.m.
Granted.
Flat Top Johnny's, 1 Kendall Square, 200, is a flight for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Bon Deer Restaurant has applied for a New Year's Eve extension from 12:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. and their food for alcohol and their food closing hour to 12 a.m.
So their food closing hour is already 12:30. So the alcohol and entertainment will be extended from 12:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. Granted.
Philharmonica San Antonio, 575 Cambridge Street, has applied for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Luna Azteca Mexican Restaurant, doing business as Jose's, at 131 Sherman Street, has applied to extend the closing hour on New Year's Eve from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for food, for alcohol, and entertainment from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. on New Year's Eve.
Granted.
Solmona Restaurant, 608 Main Street, has applied to extend their closing hour from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. on New Year's.
Granted.
Highgate Hotels, LP, doing business as Courtyard, Boston, Cambridge, has applied for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol and entertainment.
Granted.
Brilliant Foods, LLC, doing business as Summer Shack, has applied to extend their applied for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Chizumba, LLC, doing business as Felipe's Taqueria, has applied for a New Year's Eve extension for alcohol from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and for food and entertainment from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Granted.
Mizrak Gandhi, on behalf of Shiger Cafe and Ethiopian Restaurant, is asking for a 12 a.m. for alcohol, CV, and entertainment. Originally, they asked for an 11.
Okay, so our application only allows for a 1 hour extension for alcohol and 2 hour for entertainment and food. So I would grant with the alcohol extension from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. and the food and entertainment from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m.
Belly to Bones Incorporated, doing business as Tallulah at 377 Walden Street, is asking for a New Year's Eve extension from 10 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. and requesting to change their operating hours on Sundays from 5:30 to 10 to 10:30 to 10.
So in this particular case, again, we only allow for the 1 hour extension on alcohol and two on the food and entertainment. This establishment is closed on Monday, so as the guidance, I would propose to use their Tuesday closing hour, which is 10 p.m. And as such, I would deny as apply and just grant the alcohol from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. and food and entertainment from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Okay. 12 a.m.
Turnip LLC, doing business as Parsnip at 91 Winthrop, has applied for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 1:30 for alcohol, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for food and entertainment.
Granted.
Boston Barbecue Company, LLC, doing business as Smoke Shop, 1 Kendall, number 100, is applying for a New Year's Eve extension for alcohol from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and 1 a.m. to 1:30 for entertainment.
Granted, and if they also want the entertainment to 2 a.m., I would say that's okay with us as well. Yes?
Okay.
JH Restaurant Cambridge LLC, doing business as John Harvard's Brew House at 33 Dunster, has applied for a New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol and 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. for food and entertainment.
I would grant as applied for alcohol and deny it as applied for food and entertainment and just grant the 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Okay.
Sumio Zhang Restaurant LLC, doing business as Sumio Hunan Kitchen at 273rd Street, is applied to extend their hour of New Year's Eve from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. for food, alcohol, and entertainment.
I would deny as applied. I would grant the alcohol from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. The food and entertainment, provided that the entertainment is non-live entertainment, from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. and if the entertainment is live from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. based on a condition under license.
Okay.
Winding Road
don't we do? No, New
no.
Year's Eve.
The New Year's Eve, right, sorry.
From 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., granted.
Passing at 26th Church from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Improv Boston, 40 Prospects, New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Atwood's Tavern, H77 Cambridge Street, New Year's Eve extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Greek American Little Club, 288 Green Street, right from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol and 1 to 3 for food and entertainment.
Granted.
The Rising, 1172 Cambridge Street, applying for to extend alcohol from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and food and entertainment from 1 to 3.
Granted.
Phoenix Landing, 512 Mass Ave, applying to extend their food from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. and entertainment from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Granted.
Bukowski Tavern, 1279 Cambridge Street, is applied to extend alcohol hours from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and entertainment from 1 a.m. to for alcohol and entertainment, sorry, and 1 to 1:30 for food.
Granted.
Dante Alighieri at 41 Hampshire is applied to extend from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol.
Granted, and if they also want a 2 a.m. entertainment, they may have it.
Waypoint at 1030 Mass Ave has applied to extend their closing hour for alcohol and entertainment from 1 to 2.
Granted.
Sunset Cafe, 851 Cambridge Street, wants to extend their closing hour for alcohol and entertainment from 1 to 1:30 and to 2 a.m. for food.
Granted.
Coochie Coochie, 79 Main Street, has applied to extend from 1 a.m. to that doesn't make any sense at all. They went backwards. So they wanted food from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. From 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., but they have a 1 a.m.
Yeah, so can I go to that for a second? It's a 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol and entertainment. That's what they say. Yeah. Which one? So you're at Coochie Coochie?
Coochie Coochie.
Yeah, they just asked for a 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Okay.
And they're closing their food at midnight, but they already have a 1 a.m. closing, so there's no need to.
Right.
So it's a 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol and entertainment.
Lily Pad at 1353 Cambridge Street wants to extend.
I'm sorry, I don't know if we recorded that, but that was a granted on that one.
Lily Pad, 1353 Cambridge Street, alcohol extension from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. for entertainment.
Granted.
Oberon at 2 Arrow wants to extend for alcohol from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Grendel's Den at 89 Winthrop is asking to extend from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol and 1 to 3 for entertainment.
Granted.
Puritan and Company at 1166 Cambridge Street asking to extend their for alcohol from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. and 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for entertainment.
So actually they apply for 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. for food and entertainment and 11 p.m. to midnight for food, but because of the 1 hour extension on alcohol and 2 for food, it's denied as applied and granted alcohol 11 p.m. to midnight and food and entertainment 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Okay. For Puritan.
Yeah. Forage at 5 Craigie Circle.
I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you right there. There should be no action. This was considered and granted on November 7th.
Okay. Lamplight of
Bowen. Same with this one. No action considered and granted. On November 7th.
Highland Fried, 1271 Cambridge Street, requesting to extend for alcohol and entertainment from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Granted.
Momi Nanmi has applied to extend closing hour for food and entertainment from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and for alcohol from 10 to 11.
They actually applied for food, alcohol, and entertainment 10 to 1 a.m., but because of the ways that we allow the extensions, it's denied as applied and granted alcohol 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. and for food and entertainment 10 p.m. to midnight.
Wits End?
No action. We granted this on November 7th.
Club Recreativo Lusitania. extending alcohol from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and food and entertainment until 3 a.m.
Granted.
Plus Club Desportivo Fe Lens, 1115-1123 Cambridge Street. Wants to extend alcohol from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and food and entertainment from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Granted.
Middle East wants to extend their closing hour for food and entertainment from 1 to 3 and for alcohol from 1 to 2.
Granted.
Baraka Cafe, 1728 Mass Ave. Food and entertainment from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. and alcohol from 10 to 11.
Granted.
Statement of reasons for La Fabrica.
Yep. It's unclear at this time whether we need to take any action on this, but I wanted to clearly put on the record that all deliberations and votes regarding the violations found and the discipline issued were done during the open meeting of July 11th, 18, when this matter was considered, and that the statement of reasons issued on July 25th accurately represents those deliberations and votes. And unless any board member wants to further discuss or modify, I move to ratify and confirm that the statement of reasons issued on July 25th represents the board's deliberations and votes as discussed and found on July 11th during the open meeting.
Ratified.
Okay, so ratified and confirmed.
2019 alcohol renewal corrections for the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission, notifications of cancellation and or non-renewals.
So these are actually corrections made in red through the ABCC renewal form by our licensees based on corrections that the ABCC needs to make to their records. There is also here the list of the businesses that did not renew their liquor licenses. Most of which we have already acknowledged throughout the year, but we want to send this list to the ABCC so that they have it in one place to acknowledge.
Approval of alcohol renewals and changes to renewal records and or extension as hours filed after posting of agenda. Actually, there was nothing posted
so
after.
So with regard to extension of hours, those are not on this list, as the extensions were just heard and individually listed on the agenda and voted upon. With regard to the approval of the alcohol renewal, this list contains actually all that submitted a complete renewal within the month of November. With that said, I would acknowledge receipt of all applications listed herein in a timely manner. I would, however, only approve all as renewed, except for the ones the board has stated will hold a hearing on January 16th for consideration of rejecting the renewal application, cancellation for non-use, and or revocation of a grant, which are number 5 on the list, A.W. Chen, our license number 11595, number 22 on the list, BBC of Main Street, our license number 11610, number 59 on the list, Classic Restaurant Concept LLC at 8 Holyoke, our license number 11545, number 79 on the list, Dante Alighieri Society of Mass, our license number 11626. Number 80 on the list, Dark Ride Media, our license number 11601. Number 159 on the list, Lanes and Games, Inc., our license number 11675. And number 265 on the list, Uno's Restaurants LLC, our license number 11698. I would also say that some of these are not completed in the sense that ISD and FIRE may have not provided their final approvals yet, so it's just for the purposes of acknowledging receipt in terms of what we need. The licenses cannot issue until those COIs are provided to us.
Okay. It's a minute before 3.
Okay. We will.
That's exactly 3.
So it's now 3 o'clock. We will now move on to the next part of our agenda.
Applications and disciplinary matters.
For those of you that have been coming in as we're working on our administrative matters, if you have a cell phone, please make sure to put it in silent. No one, please stand on the doorway because the fire chief will make you move. That's a fire hazard. You're either inside or outside, but you can't be on the door.
Charlie, you need to come in.
Also, if you are testifying on a matter, if you can please fill out an appearance form if you're interested in receiving the decision so that we know where to send it. Attorneys, please make sure to fill it out so we know exactly who to send it to. And with that said, and just if anyone's here for application of Rose DeVille for a Cambridge Hackney license, Cambridge Hackney driver's license, she has requested to continue the matter as she was not able to attend today's hearing, so we will not be hearing that today.
And this meeting is being audiotaped and videotaped.
Yes. And now...
Application, Tony Zoghave.
Tony? Oh, second call.
Disciplinary matter, Nicolazzo and Sons, holder of leaf blower permit number 10685 for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.16.0812.2E, operating a leaf blower above the allowable DBA. It specifically alleged that Nicolazzo and Sons employee...
Excuse me. You can't stand in the doorway, either out in the hallway or take a seat. Thank you.
Nicolazzo and Sons employee used the non-permitted leaf blower on November 8, 2018, 2 p.m. on Berkeley Street in violation of 8.16.081.2E.
Nicolazzo and Sons? Second call. Is there a complainant on this here today?
Yes.
Okay. We'll give it a second call, but we'll call it before we go into the next administrative. Thank you.
Disciplinary, E.C. Hathaway and Associates, due to alleged violations of 8.16.081.11B and 8.16081.2C, operating without a permit, and 8.16081.2F, using more than one leaf blower within a 10,000 square foot, within 10,000 square feet of one another, on October 26, 2018, at 1:20 p.m., 70 Spark Street, and on November 12th, at 10:49 a.m. at 57 Brewster Street.
Nicholas and Sons, is there a complainant on this? I'm sorry. E.C. Hathaway, complainant on this? Okay, so we'll give it a second call, although I highly doubt that they're going to show up if they never have.
Certainly. Disciplinary, D. Mazzioli Associates, due to alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.16.0812E.
Yeah.
Operating leaf blower above the allowable DBA level and 8.16.0812F, more than one leaf blower being used within 10,000 square feet of each other. Specifically, it is alleged that Mazzioli Associates employees use non-permitted leaf blowers within 10,000 square feet of one another on October 26, 2018 at 10:04 a.m. at 3638 Carver Street.
If you could please stand up and raise your right hand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you going to testify?
Please come up as well, sir. Thank you.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
My name is Paul, P-A-U-L. Last name is Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M.
Andrea Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R, investigator for the City of Cambridge License Commission.
I'm sorry, Mr. Graham, and you are... are you representing Mazzioli and Associates?
I am an employee of the Mazzioli Associates.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Edwin Abrams, E-A-D-W-I-N-E, A-B-R-A-M-S. I also go by Ed.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to start, Mr. Abrams?
Yes, so October 26, 2018, at approximately 10 a.m., I noticed two operators operating leaf blowers at 36-38 Carver Street. Additionally, I noticed that the volume level was very high. I'm familiar with what a 65 decibel leaf blower sounds like, and this sounded like it was quadruple that. They were also blowing leaves into the street, and I took a photo with my
This might be a little clearer than the one that was printed on our printer.
What I also want to mention is that this company, it's not the first time that I've complained about them and that they've had disciplinary hearings. Other dates, September 10th, 2016, they got a cease and desist letter. They did get a permit in October 2016. This is information from the License Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Although they were permitted on July 29, 2017, I took a picture of them operating a leaf blower at 38 Carver Street during a prohibitive time of the year. A hearing was held on September 13, 2017, and the Board of License Commissioners found evidence that the violation did occur and fined the company $300. So there is a pattern of them violating the leaf blower ordinance.
Thank you. Ms. Boyer, do you have anything to add?
Yes, thank you. So the permit, their permit shows that they're approved for just one leaf blower, which is an Echo PB 760LN. And I actually went to the location and met with some employees of the Muziolo.
Could you speak up, please?
Yes. So I'm at the location to check the leaf blowers. There was an Echo PB 760LN on site, and there were also two Red Max leaf blowers in the back of the truck. At the time, they were not using them, of course. From the picture that was sent by the complainant, Mr. Abrams, there were two leaf blowers being used, but I was not able to decipher the make or the model from the picture to see if it matched the two Red Max that were on the back.
And the Red Maxes that are at the back of the truck when you went to inspect, are those ones allowable under our ordinance or not? Because I know the Red Max, there's
right.
a very limited...
Yeah, that specific make and that model would not have been allowable in the city
okay.
of Cambridge.
Mr. Graham, were you there on October 26th?
I was not.
Okay. Do you have any information as to what
happened
on October 26th?
Just what I've been told by the work crews and the foreman,
yep.
that they were using the proper leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, over here, you can see the one over here. Yes. My pictures are very good. I was told that over by the front of the house, next to the front entrance, yes, I was told there was not a leaf blower there, that they had a rake, but I'm going by.
I'm sorry, that's clearly not a rake.
Ma'am, I'm going by what
okay.
I was told they were not using two blowers.
Okay. Did they tell you what blower they were using?
They told me that it was the one that was authorized by the city in Cambridge.
Did they tell you what make and model they were using?
No.
Okay. Mr. Abrams, did you observe two leaf blowers being simultaneously used on October 26th?
Yes, I did. It was unmistakable,
okay.
yes.
Okay. I think Mr. Abrams summarized the disciplinary history for this permitted company. They do have a $300 fine in July 2017 for using leaf blowers on a prohibited period. With regard to the evidence presented to us today, I would find that there's a violation for using two leaf blowers less than 10,000 square feet apart and for using, let me go back. Do you have more than one Echo?
In the company?
Yes.
I believe so.
You have more than, did they have more than one Echo that day?
With them, no.
Okay. And I would find
not to my knowledge.
And I would find a violation for using a non-permitted or non-allowable leaf blower. So I would issue two fines of $300 each for a total fine of $600.
Okay.
Thank you. You'll receive a statement
yeah.
of reasons with information.
Right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Disciplinary matter, Landscape Collaborative of New England. Holder of leaf blower permit number 10704 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.16.0812E, operating a leaf blower above the allowable DBA level. Specifically, it's alleged that Landscape Collaborative's employees used non-permitted leaf blowers on November 8th at 3 p.m. on Craigie Street.
Landscape Collaborative?
Yes.
If you could please stay standing up.
And
where you're still.
And raise your right hand, please. Where the testimony you're about to give is truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do we have a complainant on this? If you could please come up. Whoever's going to testify as to what they observed, that would be great. So if that's the two of you, then both of you. If that's just one of you, then one of you.
Are you going to testify?
Yes.
You just want to hand and raise your right hand?
Joe Solit.
Swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Solit, could you spell your last name for us?
S-O-L-E-T.
Thank you. And sir, could you please...
Can I also testify, not maybe specifically about this particular company, but...
No, we're only taking us to this matter. Sorry, yeah. Sir, your name?
Michael, I'm from speaking. Michael Peering, P-I-P-R-I-N-G.
Thank you. And you are the owner of Landscape Collaborative? No.
The chief operating officer.
Thank you.
We just sold the company.
Okay. And Ms. Boyer, chief licensing investigator.
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Follett, do you want to start?
Yes. I heard a great deal of noise down the block from my home at 15 Berkeley Street and walked up to where Berkeley meets Craigie, where I discovered the Landscape Collaborative using more than one blower at a time. I'm not convinced that either of these are approved by the city. One of them, I did send photos, which you probably have. One of them is called A Little Wonder, and it is a, does it look like your equipment?
Yes.
Yes. And it is a wheelable blower, not handheld. And then, does this look like yours?
It is.
So I don't know if this equipment, which, shall I push the...
We have them, I think, Ms. Boyer.
Oh, yes. Those are the photos I sent. The people who are working were very kind, but seemed honestly mystified. They didn't seem to understand that they were breaking the rules. And they actually told me the police told them it was okay. There was a police car parked across the street. It was vacant. I waited for the policeman to return and spoke with him. I believe he was an Officer Edwards. I think I may have sent you a picture of his license plate. And he told me he said it was okay for them to park, but he had no comments on the equipment or the noise level. So I then put together the information and emailed them to Ms. Boyer.
Okay, thank you. Chief Boyer?
Yes. The permit that Landscape Collaborative has notes that they are allowed to use 20 still BR500 leaf blowers, which are in compliance with the permit. The non-compliant leaf blowers that Joe Solid is speaking of, the EBZ8500 is not compliant. It has a level of 77 dBA. And the little Wonder Push, if it's even a 5 or 6 horsepower, would not be in compliance with the Cambridge Municipal Code.
Okay. So they're using non-compliant leaf blowers on that day.
One definitely and one probably.
Correct. I don't have the horsepower, I don't believe, that was written on that, but I know they only make 5, 6, or 8 horsepower little Wonder blowers.
Oh, so all of them in
correct.
The
outside.
Okay. Right, so 2 definitely. Okay.
And Ms. Solid, I'm sorry, I think you just corrected me. They were using both of them at the same time?
They were.
Okay. Less than 10,000 square feet apart?
It's not a giant lot, and they were right next to each other.
Okay. And by right next to each other, do you mean 10
feet? In the front yard, you know, 10, 12 maybe.
10, 12 feet apart?
The most.
Did you want to add something?
No, that's what
I'm sorry, were you...
Well, I don't think I heard the date that...
My photos were November 8th at 1:39 p.m.
Okay. And Mr. Hearing?
I'm not denying the allegations. We've invested heavily in steel low decibel blowers, and they shouldn't have been using them on the site. I'm not sure why they did.
Okay. And when you introduced yourself, you said that you had just sold the company. Is this not the same company?
It's been a difficult year. It's the same company. We just changed ownership. And I trained the men, and I'm still running the company for 2 more years. Everybody's aware of the bylaw, and... some towns allow us to use the Red Max and the Little Wonder walk behinds, and we have steel blowers that are low decibel for Cambridge, and I just don't understand why the crew who knew better used them.
Okay.
And
I've had a meeting about it with the crew again, and we'll endeavor not to let that happen again in the future.
I mean, what concerns me is that you have 3 violations this year only, prior to this one. I mean...
But we've been doing this for years, and we have no previous history of this happening, I think.
Probably because we never caught you.
No. I'm saying that it's been a difficult year. I've been getting treatments for cancer, and I've been maybe not paying enough attention to all this, but I have addressed the issue.
Okay.
And we're a large company. We have over 300 customers. Things like this shouldn't happen, but they do sometimes.
Excuse me, you can't stand in the doorway. You either have to be out in the hallway or come in. Thank you.
Okay, so based on what we heard today, I would find a violation for using 2 leaf blowers less than 10,000 square feet apart, for using leaf blowers that were not in compliance of the ordinance, for a $300 fine on each, with a total fine of $600. I'm concerned about the history here, and we are at the tail end of the year, but I would maybe put the license or the permitted company on probation, and when renewal season comes around, if there have been other violations between now and then, maybe discuss the possibility of not giving them a permit to operate in Cambridge.
May I make a request? I mean, given that the workers were very open to my concerns and seemed not to understand, I wonder if we might advise more participation in the License Commission's training program. Maybe that would avoid this kind of problem in the future.
I've been actively involved with the new bylaws in Brookline. We know what the bylaws are, and I train my people well in the use of the blowers. There's no excuse for it. They just didn't pay attention to the rules, and I think that's something I need to work on some more. And our plan is to phase out the older blowers eventually, but we're still allowed to use them in certain towns, and everybody is aware of the situation.
Would that change? I would say a $300 fine for each of these violations, and I would say that they're on quote-unquote probation, and when renewal comes around, if we have had another disciplinary hearing, maybe consider non-renewing the permit or suspending the permit for a period of time.
Yeah, I can probably consider it.
Okay. Thank you. And I hope you feel better and quick recovery. We wish you the best.
Application, Matt Sav Wine Incorporated, doing business at Central Bottle Wine and Provisions at 196 Mass Ave, has applied to transfer the wine and malt package store license held by Vivace Vino Incorporated, 196 Mass Ave. Tanzilla Sharman is proposed manager of record of a premise described as approximately 1,874 square feet on the ground floor in 5 rooms, 1 entrance and 2 exits.
Attorney Nelson Chang representing the petitioners. They are tied up and trapped. I mean, this will be twice.
Second call.
But they're underway. Thanks.
Thank you.
Application, Highgate Hotels LP, doing business as Courtyard, Boston, Cambridge, 777 Memorial Drive, holder of an all-alcohol in-holder license, has applied for a change of manager to Neil Dang.
Please sit down. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Sure. First name is Neil, N-E-I-L. Last name is Dang, D-A-N-G.
Thank you. And Mr. Dang, I see that you have been a manager of record before with no disciplinary issues with the local board or the ABCC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sales service of alcohol and the running of an in-holder license?
That is correct.
Are you TIPS or 21 proof certified?
I'm both, yep.
Okay. And you understand we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations, correct?
Of course.
Okay. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Do you want to just submit proof of this directly?
Yeah, if you could, I don't know that I have it, but if you can submit your proof, 21 proof or the TIP certification, you just email that to us, that would be great.
You got it.
Thank
Blue.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. Application Marriott Hotel Services Incorporated, doing business as Cambridge Center Marriott, 50 Broadway. Holder of an all alcohol in holder license has applied for a change of manager to Kathleen Wardley. Okay.
Good afternoon. Please take a seat. If you would please state and spell your name for the record.
Hello, I'm Kathleen Wardley. Kathleen with a C, A T H L E E N W A R D L E Y.
Thank you. And Ms. Wardley, or have you been the manager of record on a liquor license before?
Yes.
And also on an in-holder license, I saw
yes.
that, right? And you have had no disciplinary issues with the local board or the ABCC, is that correct?
No, no.
And are you up to date with the rules, laws, and regulations with regard to the sale and service of alcohol and the running of an in-holder license?
I am.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
I do.
Are you 21 proof or TIPS certified?
TIPS.
Okay. You can submit a certification of that. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Application Norton Woods, Incorporated, doing business as the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, 136 Irving Street. Holder of common victualler all alcohol license has applied for a change of manager to Joni Aldrich.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
It's Joni Aldrich, J-O-N-I-A-L-D-R-I-C-H.
Thank you. And you've been the manager of record on a liquor license before, is that correct or no?
No.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
I had a catering business for 16 years, and then I've been at Norton's Woods as the catering operations manager for 8.
And are
you speak up, please?
Sure.
And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes, I am.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
I do.
Okay. And are you 21 proof or TIPS certified?
21 proof.
Okay. And if you can provide that to us, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you. Also, I didn't see here... I know that you answered that you are a U.S. citizen. I didn't see the proof of citizenship.
Okay.
So you'll need to submit that as well.
Okay.
But with that said, I would vote to grant.
Correct.
Okay. Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can email both of those things to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Application from Formaggio Kitchen Kendall Incorporated, doing business as Formaggio Kitchen. 94 Hampshire Street has applied for a new wine and malt package store license and entertainment license. Proposed hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sundays, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday. Isan Gordel is proposed manager of record at the premise described as 2,000 square feet with front entrance and secondary egress and rear.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. For the record, my name is James Rafferty, R-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y. I'm an attorney with offices at 907 Massachusetts Avenue in Cambridge. Seated to my right is Ihsan, I-H-S-A-N, Gerdal, G-U-R-D-A-L. And to Mr. Gerdal's right is Mrs. Valerie Gerdal, G-U-R-D-A-L.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Rafferty.
Thank you. This is an application for a retail wine and malt beverage package license at a new business that the Gerdals are planning on operating in Hampshire Street. They may be known to the Commission because for decades now they've operated the very popular Formaggio Kitchen on Huron Avenue. They're Cambridge residents. It's a Cambridge-based business. This would actually be the third Formaggio's Kitchen. They recently acquired this space on Hampshire Street. It has for many years been a retail location. I think last was an incredible edible where they sell fruit that looks like flowers.
Edible arrangements.
That's what it was. Yes. So they're not there anymore. But the Gersals have actually, it's a condominium, so they actually purchased the real estate. They've worked with the condominium association to get their approval of their use. There is a demand for this product. The store itself is highly popular on Huron Avenue. Anyone who lives in West Cambridge is familiar with that. They have a working relationship with the fire department because they have a very popular barbecue on Saturdays for which they get permits and always abide by the requirements, and they think that perhaps the demand for a similar type operation might exist in the future at this location as well. But it's a specialty gourmet food shop with an emphasis on cheese. The wines themselves that they feature are principally organic wines geared towards the items that they sell. So it's principally a wine store, but there will be some malt beverages sold. And the experience and what they're providing is close to, or if not identical, to the experience that's being provided on Huron Ave and has done so successfully. So we're asking that the commission grant this based on their exhibited experience at Huron Ave as well as the public need for this type of product in that neighborhood.
And if I'm not mistaken, your Huron Ave location has operated without any issues, is that correct?
Correct.
And you are in fact the manager of record of that store as well,
yes,
correct?
That's correct.
And you have had no disciplinary issues with this board or the ABCC, correct?
No, we have not.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And are you 21 proof or TIPS certified?
No.
Okay. So we will need you to get TIPS or 21 proof certified. Okay. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone? Yes, sir. If you could please, you can either make your way or really speak up.
Oh, my voice carries.
You please state your name.
A wonderful addition to the neighborhood.
Your name, please, first.
David Cagle.
Thank you.
I have a business right down Hampshire Street. Excited to have them coming into the neighborhood. Love the spot in Harvard Square. Very excited.
Thank you. And sir? And your name again, please.
I'm Matthew Solomon. I grew up in Cambridge. I used to work for these two lovely individuals. I think if we could put another place in another part of Cambridge, that would be great.
Thank you. Anyone else in support of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Sure.
Granted.
Thank you.
And then just have your client email the TIPS or 21 proof certification to us.
Right. So we'll do the program through the UV Bob State.
You can either do the TIPS online or you can do the 21 proof through the Cambridge Health Department.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Application Fuji Group Incorporated, doing business as Fuji Restaurant, 303rd Street. Holder of common victualler, all alcohol license, has applied for a change of officers, directors, new stockholder, transfer of stock, and change of manager.
Good evening.
Good evening. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Tony Liang, T-O-N-Y-L-I-A-N-G.
Thank you.
Anthony Wong, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-W-O-N-G.
Okay. And this is just a sort of cleanup what we noticed during renewals in terms of the business, the changes in the business, correct?
That is correct.
But there are no changes to the actual business operation, is that correct?
That is correct.
And Mr. Wong, have you been a manager of record on a liquor license before?
No.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
I've been with Fuji in Kendall's this restaurant for coming to 5 years.
5 years?
Yep, and I've been in the industry for more than 10 years. So I'm getting my TIPS certification tomorrow.
You're getting your TIPS certification tomorrow? Okay, that was my next question. Thank you very much. And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and the regulations?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you'll submit your TIP certification, and with that said, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Application, Bowen Maine Incorporated, doing business as Chapelwin Maine, 1 Rogers Street, has applied for a change of officers and directors and new stockholder transfer of stock.
And again, for the record, your name, please?
Tony Liang, T-O-N-Y-L-I-A-N-G.
Thank you. And again, this is just a sort of cleanup, but there have been no changes to the business. It's just some changes to the corporate structure. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. With that said, I would go to grant.
Correct.
Granted, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, great, thank you. Application, Give 'Em Enough Rope, LLC, doing business as The Automatic, 50 Hampshire Street, holder of a common victualler or all alcohol license, has applied for a transfer of stock, change of ownership interest, and pledge of licensed stock. They're also applying for a one-day hawker peddler license on December 16th from 11:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
My name is David Cagle, D-A-V-I-D-C-A-G-L-E.
My name is Matthew Solomon, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S-O-L-O-M-O-N.
Thank you. All right. And then, Mr. Cagle, this is going, this used to be 65% yours, and then you're just basically absorbing Schlesinger's. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. I'm sorry, did you want to speak?
I don't need to speak, it's okay.
Just so that you know, that the UA certificate that you provided will expire in 30 days. I think that will expire by the time the ABCC gets it. We'll still submit it with that DUA, but the ABCC might require another one.
Okay.
It's an issue that's happening with the UAs. I just wanted to bring it up to your attention.
Thank you.
And then other than that, other than you absorbing those, you're not making any changes to the business or anything, is that
not
correct?
Not at all. No.
Okay. And the hawker peddler, I'm assuming because the date this event is inside.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, you've had some noise complaints from, like, outside events, so I just wanted to make sure that we knew everything before we voted.
No, I like to play nice.
Okay, no, that's fine. I just, you know, wanted to make sure. All right, with that said, I would vote to grant both.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Application Marsh Post number 442, the American Legion Incorporated, Zero Jerry's Landing, has applied for a change of license type to Veterans Club.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. Attorney Kevin Crane, K-E-V-I-N-C-R-A-N-E. I represent the Marsh Post. My office is located at 104 Mount Auburn Street. In Cambridge. And to my right, I have the manager of record, Charles Linehan, L-I-N-E-H-A-N.
Thank you. Were you able to give us the...
I printed it out.
You printed out. We needed... Oh. No.
Yeah, but it...
It's what we need the that it's we need the proof that it's incorporated as a veterans post.
Well, the American Legion Inc.
Yes.
Is chartered under the United States Congress.
That's what we needed. Okay, as long as we have that, that's all.
I mean,
that's the only thing that was needed. I mean, I know that you submitted their blurb on the website.
Yes.
But we needed something a little bit more than the blurb on the website because you know. Anyone can write anything on a website. Does that mean it's true?
That's very true. I did not submit anything further than the blurb. I had an exchange with Ms. Lint this morning, yesterday, about something from the Secretary of State.
Yeah, well, the indicating that they're a nonprofit.
Yeah, okay. But just because they're a nonprofit doesn't mean that they're not. Okay, so.
Do you need something from the American Legion, Inc., saying the Marsh Post 442 is a chapter of of their entity?
Yes, thank you.
We can supply you with that.
That's all I need.
Okay.
That's all that was missing.
Okay, Charles, we grant that pending.
Yeah. And other than that, this was just to sort of clarify, because I think you guys thought that you were under the Veterans Club, but you aren't, and your members are veterans and everything. Is that
yes.
Correct?
It's a national recognized organization.
Yep. All right. So with that said, provided supplying that so we can submit it with the application to the ABCC, I would vote to grant.
Grant.
Granted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application Bertucci's Restaurants, LLC, doing business as Bertucci's Brick Oven Restaurants, 799 Main Street, has applied to transfer the CD all alcohol license held by Bertucci's Restaurant Corp. Proposed hours are 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Cheryl De Silva is proposed manager of record. The premise described as dining area and kitchen on first floor, basement for storage. Applicant is also planning to pledge said license to CIT Bank North America.
So just, I don't know if anyone else had trouble reading this on the agenda, but to be clear, the transfer is from Bertucci's Restaurant Corp. to Bertucci's Restaurants LLC. It's a reverse transaction. It's already gone through the ABCC and been approved in terms of having everything that they need. And here with us today, I'm assuming, is Cheryl De Silva.
Yeah.
Okay, and Ms. De Silva, have you been the manager of record on a liquor license before?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have had no disciplinary issues with the local board or the ABCC, is that correct?
That's correct.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And are you TIPS or 21 proof certified?
TIPS certified.
Okay. And if you can provide that to us, that would be great.
Okay.
And other than that, I would just vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you very much.
The next one is the same situation, Bertucci's reverse transaction from Bertucci's LLC.
Yeah, no, it's going from Bertucci's Restaurant Corp. to Bertucci's
Restaurant LLC.
In this particular location, the new proposed manager of record will be Alberto Barros.
No.
No? Who is it?
Sean Campbell. Is this Bertucci's alewife?
At 5
Cambridge Park Drive.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a look here, because you may owe us an application then. Again, this was a reverse transaction. I think the change of corporate names has already been approved by the ABCC.
Correct.
In terms of the manager.
I've never even heard of Alberto
Barros. No.
That's, you know what, that's probably Brockton. I don't know why his name would be on, it is Brockton. I don't know why his name would be on this one. Hmm.
Let's take a look. Yeah, Sean Campbell, here it is. Yeah. Mr. Campbell,
okay.
You are a U.S. citizen and you've never been convicted? Yep. Have you ever heard, have you ever been manager on a liquor license before?
Several.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have had no disciplinary issues with the local board or the ABCC?
No.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
I am.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And are you 21 proof or TIPS certified?
TIPS.
Okay, and we'll need you to supply that TIP certification to us. And quite frankly, it seems to have been a manager agenda issue, because we have everything in the packet with Mr. Campbell's name and the manager application. So with that said, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a day.
Thank you as well. Yeah, we're going to take a 5-minute break now for a moment. Thank you.
Back on the record. Application, Good News Garage LLC, 75 Hamilton Street, has applied for a new flammable storage license for 880 gallons of Class 3 motor oil.
Good afternoon. Please state and spell your names for the record.
Jonathan Young, representing Good News Garage LLC.
Craig Lavalle, L-A-V-A-L-L-E.
Thank you. And I noticed that the application on the viewpoint had different flammables and the flammable material permits. I'm assuming we're amending and going through the flammable material permit information. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And for the record, that would be 120 gallons of gasoline, class 1, 990 gallons of motor oils, used motor oil transmission fluid, all stored in drums, and 250 cubic feet of acetylene. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Questions?
No.
Do you guys have anything to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. With that said, anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I would just say granted and amend for flammable material permit amount. Thank you.
Again, thanks.
Application 56 Bagels LLC, doing business as Black Sheep Bagel Cafe, 56 JFK Street, has applied for a new common victual wine and malt license and entertainment license. Proposed hours for alcohol service is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Shoshana Garber is manager, as proposed manager of record, of a premise described as retail bagel restaurant, 1,270 square feet, basement level, one room with public access, entrance in front at JFK Street.
Good afternoon. State and spell your names for the record.
I'm Kathleen Moore, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N-M-O-O-R-E.
Thank you.
Shoshana Garber, S-H-O-S-H-A-N-A-H. G-A-R-B-E-R.
Thank you.
Manuel Ramirez, M-A-N-U-E-L-R-A-M-I-R-E-Z.
Thank you. And you currently have a CV at this location, correct?
That's correct.
And then I knew that there were some issues. Shoshana, your date of birth was different on the application. The corporate vote had certain things. I know that you were, I don't know who made the changes, but I need someone to sort of, I think we've tagged them, if you can put your initials next to it. To be clear, you're not applying for an all alcohol, you're applying for a malt and wine?
Right.
Okay. Yes. And to be clear, your birthday's in May, not August?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Also on the agenda, my name does have an H. It's missing on the agenda.
Autocorrect kept taking it out.
And also there's been some developments as far as there was a little confusion with the application on our part. We wrote down what our hours are, but we would like to use the malt wine entertainment license Monday through Sunday until 11 p.m.
Okay, so let me get
for events.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. So your proposal is to add wine and malt to your current CV license.
Correct.
Keep your CV hours the same, but extend your
alcohol
license from 9 a.m. to 11 all days? Or what are the hours for the alcohol? What are the proposed hours for the alcohol?
To be used for private events in the evening.
So I guess Monday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. and ending at 11, and Sunday starting at 10 a.m. and ending at 11? Okay. And then can, I don't know, Ms. Moore, do you want to present this case for us?
Yes. Black Sheep Bagel Cafe, they're a new business and somewhat evolving in the needs of their.
I'm sorry if you can take the conversations to the outside because they're a little distracting up here. Thank you. Go ahead.
So initially, we had the idea that it would be good to be able to serve mimosas for brunch on the weekends, sounds like a fine idea, and maybe to have some entertainment. Since that initial idea, the idea has evolved to also be able to be open for private events in the evening and to use the malt and wine license then too.
I also want to mention Denise Gelson on behalf of the Harvard Square Business Association emailed in.
Yes, I was going to mention that. I just noticed that we have an email to the board from Ms. Gelson on behalf of the Business Association.
In support of the application?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what the public need for this addition would be in this particular case?
The addition of the...
The malt and wine.
There's a lot of... It's a very busy spot in the morning. There isn't a lot in the neighborhood that serves cheap, inexpensive food. not cheap and expensive, very fine bagels. And it adds great life to that.
And if I could mention, we also want to take advantage of Harvard Square as far as being a local business, being from Cambridge, and bringing something different as far as networking events. We're in an influx right now, people requesting the space. Can we host a party? Can we host an art show here in the location? So I feel like it's a great need that we'd be fulfilling.
Mr. Ramirez has crafted all of the furniture and the interior completely, and it's a very appealing spot. You know, it used to be a very dark space. It is a lower level, mm-hmm. but now it's a very cheerful, white painted, very cool, very well crafted accoutrement.
And Ms. Garber, have you ever been the manager on a liquor license before?
I have not.
Okay. And other than being, I think you're part owner of this.
Yes,
correct?
Yes, we
are. Other than that, do you have any other experience in the food and beverage industry?
No.
Okay. And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And are you 21 proof or TIPS certified?
Yes.
Which one? For both?
TIPS.
Tips.
We both are tips.
Yes. Okay. And I would also like to add that I have 15 years with managers under me, with like a license under their names also.
Thank you. If you can provide that TIPS certification, that would be great.
I do have the temporary certificates today. Would you prefer that we send them in?
You can send them in. That's fine. That said, do you guys have any questions?
No.
Anyone in favor of this petition? And I will note for the record that we have received Ms. Gelson's support based on the Harvard Square as Harvard Square Business Association member. Anyone else? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. With that said, I would vote to grant.
Right. Thank you.
Granted. Thank you. Just
thank you.
Send in the TIP certification.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Application JH Restaurant Cambridge LLC, doing business as John Harvard's Brew House, 33 Dunster Street, holder of common victualler all alcohol license, has applied for a change of beneficial interest and transfer issuance of stock.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, Wendell Sparks Jr., WendellSparks.
Thank you. And again, these are just changes in terms of the corporate structure, but there have been no changes to the business. Is that correct?
Correct.
And did you submit? I didn't see them when I first got this file, but I know other stuff was put in here. Did you submit the DUA and DOR certificates?
I believe Angela Sloan has taken care of all of that.
So I didn't
I'm
see
not
them.
Certain that they have.
But with that said, I don't know that there's anything else that we're missing. So I would vote to grant pending the submission of that. Those two.
Okay.
So granted pending submission of DUA DOR and I think we got the corporate vote yesterday, but just corporate vote, add that just in case. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application AY Restaurants Incorporated, doing business as My Asian Eatery, 781 Main Street, has applied for a new common victualer license with seating capacity of 20. Proposed hours of operation from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Yuri Asawastikit as proposed manager of record, a premise described as 1,200 square feet, one floor with basement for storage, one customer restroom. Main entrance and exit is in the front of the building, emergency exit in the seating area, and another entrance exit for deliveries employees in the back of the building through the kitchen.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My first name is Yuri. Last name is Asawasitikit. Yuri Asawasitikit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Jay Pukma, P-U-K-M-A.
Thank you so much. And why don't you tell us about May? Oh, is it May or May?
It's actually pronounced correctly. In Thai, it's May. It means mother.
Oh, that's pretty. Yeah.
Thank you. So, the restaurant is inspiration based on my mom cooking, because my mom taught me how to cook. She kind of forced me to cook, but I eventually become to love to cook, and so I went to Johnson & Mill Culinary Art Program and graduated, worked at Marriott Hotel for a few years, and then went on to different restaurants, family restaurant, of course, and so managing and, you know, running the kitchens, and then I need to save some money, so I decide that I'm going to go back to my first degree, which is I graduated in management program. So I went to become a manager of Bangor Mega in Waltham, and also one on Boston Street, Boston. After save money, then I now ready to open a restaurant.
Well, that's good. And dedicating it to your mom. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So other than the notice to abutters, I think this is all set. Do you guys have any questions? And you're taking over the location for Beijing Tokyo,
Tokyo.
Correct?
Right.
Are you doing any build out of the kitchen or anything, or is everything?
No, everything stayed the same, but I have a menu. I'm not sure if you see.
We'll take it. You brought it, we'll take it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you submit your abutter notification?
Did you send your abutters the letter? They're just taking over the space, so they were just supposed to tell the abutters.
I think my husband did.
Okay, so it might be uploaded.
Yeah.
Okay, if not, I'll contact you.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I would vote to grant. Granted. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good luck.
And
you're
more than welcome to try my food.
Thank you.
Application Taya and Son, doing business as Yummy Thai, 2261 Mass Ave, has applied for a new common victualer license with seating capacity of 9, total occupancy of 15. Proposed hours, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. all days. Boonshai Kassol Kichawang is proposed manager of record of a premise described as first floor and basement with front and rear ingress and egress for dine-in and take-out retail food service.
Good
How
afternoon.
Bad was that?
Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Boonshai Kassol Kichawang.
Okay. And how do we spell that?
B-O-O-N-C-H-A-I.
Okay. And your last?
K-O-S-O-L-K-I-T-C-H-A-W-O-N-G.
Thank you.
Kittima, K-I-T-T-I-M-A-S-T-S-T-N-L-E-R-Y.
I'm sorry, can you say do that again?
Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
Thank you.
And my name is Wantana, W-A-N-T-A-N-A.
You have to do that slower.
W-A-N-T-A-N-A, and the last name is S-U-T-A-M-N-I-T-I.
S-U-T-A-M.
N-I-G-I.
Yes.
It's going a long way.
And I have both of you as owners, and you
would
be...
I'm going to help them to translate some sentences that they don't understand.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know. Okay, that's perfectly fine. So why don't... is this... I feel like there's another Yummy Thai. Is this the same Yummy Thai, or...
So they bought the business, but they still use the same name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're taking over.
Yeah.
And are you making any changes to the kitchen or doing anything to build out?
No.
And so the concept of the restaurant is going to stay the same?
Yes.
And did you do the butter notification? Did they tell their neighbors about the hearing?
I think they don't understand this one.
Okay, so I don't have it. Well, yeah, I do have it. Oh, no, because they're not even changing hours. Okay,
yeah.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So they don't, okay, scrap that. Do they understand that zoning did put a condition in terms of the takeout sales?
They said right now they do takeout.
They can, but zoning has a condition that they can that the maximum amount of sales that can be takeout is only 20%.
Okay.
So if they want to change that, they have to file for a special permit with the zoning board. Okay. I think there was some back and forth I saw with ISD on this, but just if they can really understand that, because I don't know. The back and forth didn't seem very clear, but the condition's there. So if they're going to do more than 20% takeout, they should really talk to zoning about that.
Okay. All right. I'll let them know.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I would vote to grant with the condition per zoning that the maximum percent of takeout sales is 20% and the total seats is 19.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Okay, you want to go back to second calls?
Yeah, let's go back to second call from this portion of the agenda.
Tony Zagabe.
Tony Zagabe, it being... 4:02 p.m. and this being 4:03, we'll take no action on this.
Nicolazzo and Sons?
No, and I didn't actually call to see if he was in transit, but I just got voicemail.
Okay, now let's hear it then. It's 4:02 p.m. 4:03, they got proper notice, so... Is there a complainant on this matter?
There is.
If you can please come up. And Ms. Sollett, you're still sworn in, so you can sit down.
If you're going to testify, if you could raise your right hand, please. Stand. Swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you. So for the record, we have Joe Sollett, Chief Andrea Boyer, and sir, your name?
First name is Milan, M-I-L-A-N. Veit is the last name, V-I-T.
Thank you. And I'm not quite sure who observed the violation here of November 8th. Did either of you observe the Nicolazzo?
I believe he did as well. I did take photos and send them into the commission.
Yep. So if you can tell us what you observed that day, that would be great for the record.
I observed at the very end of Berkeley Place, two blowers in use at once. I understood the history that there had been multiple violations from this group before, and I approached them and asked them to stop. I then began taking pictures, including a very nice video. They, in return, took pictures of me. So I'm probably famous in the landscape department. at least one of these is a forbidden piece of equipment. It's a, you may have a photo of it. It's called a Vortex.
Yes, they have the photos.
You have the photos.
We do, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
I have observed this this company several times. I have talked to them several times. For me, you know, this noise is like way beyond like some little nuisance or something like that. It's really bothersome, and it's been, you know, bothering everybody in the neighborhood a lot. I talked to some of my neighbors. I live in at 1 Craigie Street in an apartment building, and so I talked to this company when they at least twice on two occasions. At one time it was they told me it's in the at the time when they are permitted using leaf blowers. I took a picture, so one time it was October 3rd.
So I don't mean to stop you, but we can only hear about this particular day. Did you observe anything on November 8th?
Okay. So I, for the other occasion, I'm not sure if it was November 8th.
Okay.
But I can really let you know that they are in the neighborhood very often, basically at least once a week. And they are there for several hours. And they have different customers, so they go from house to house. And they also use you know, more than one leaf blower. I've seen that too. Okay. Maybe it was other occasion or, you know, same occasion.
Ms. Solid, did you observe on that particular day two blowers being used simultaneously?
I did, and I might add that as I walked down the street, I saw one of the neighbors running into her house. She said she had wanted to rake at her own yard, but that it was so loud that she had to go in, and that the lady across the street from her was also trying to work on her yard quietly and had to go in. So, I mean, to me, for those of us who try to use a more acquired or more ecologically sound standard, we do not have the option of working in our own yards, which, I mean, I believe state law allows us the quiet enjoyment of our own property, and we don't have that.
Thank you. Chief Boyer, do you have anything to add? Hold on one second. Chief Boyer, do you have anything
to add? Yes, I do. Thank you. The permit shows that they're approved to be able to use one Echo PB255LN. This usage of the Vortex power, the Froden, the smallest available engine available that I was able to do some research is a 6.5 horsepower, which would be anywhere from 90 to 110 dBA. So it's clearly...
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Vitt, did you want to add anything?
I just wanted to add one more thing that, you know, at the time I used to, I was required at sometimes to work from home. And I worked as a support engineer, and I had to troubleshoot some, you know, some problems over the phone. And when if I had a customer on the phone trying to resolve some problem, you know, with their company, I could not hear, I could not get on conference call. I had to mute it out so I couldn't say anything. So I was basically not able to work from home, you know. I mean, maybe apartment building doesn't have, you know, very good windows, but...
Thank you. With that said, I know that we have issued a few violations to this company this year. The fact that they didn't show up, and Ms. Boyer, correct me if I'm wrong, you did notice then that they needed to be here today, correct?
Correct. I also may add that they have a fine that's an overdue that's been notified.
With that said, I would find that there's a violation for use of multiple blowers less than 10,000 square feet apart, and I would issue a $300 fine for that. I would also issue a $300 fine for using a blower that's not permitted, and I would suspend their permit through the end of the year, which is when it expires, and if they submit for a permit for 2019, I suggest that we bring them in for a hearing rather than issuing the renewal.
I concur.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Give me a second while I write on that.
Landscape Collaborative.
Landscape Collaborative.
No, EC Hathaway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
EC Hathaway. No, I didn't expect them to come, but second call being
4-11.
At 4:11. Ms. Sawyer will proceed.
Thank you. So Joseph Miner, who actually owns another landscaping company, had emailed and stated that they were using leaf blowers, not permitted leaf blowers within 10,000 square feet of one another, on October 26th at 1:20 p.m. at 70 Sparks Street, and on November 12th at 10:49 a.m. at 57 Brewster Street. One is from Tyler Bubinick on inspection form 548. He was stated that they had serviced 70 Spark Street at that 10:26:18, 1:20 p.m. time. He actually spoke to the gentleman, and the gentleman refused to sign the inspection form to let him know that he was in violation.
With that said, I would find a violation on all counts. So two counts on October 26th with a $300 fine each, and two counts on November 12th with a $300 fine on each, for a total fine of $1,200.
Should we consider where he refused to sign suspend his license?
He doesn't have a license. This is the company that we keep fining,
okay.
And everything's up at the law department.
Okay.
They're fighting them for affirmative recovery.
Okay.
Okay. So violation, $300 fine. Thank you.
There's another one that was.
He's asking who the people in the back are, and I'm saying that's Mass Ave Wine. Thank you. So please come up, Mass Ave Wine, for the second call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. If you could please state and spell your names for the record, that'd be great.
For the record, Attorney Nelson Chang, NELSON, CHANG, with offices at 47 Jackson Street in Saugus.
Thank you.
Tanzila Sharmin.
And how do we spell that?
TANDILASHARMIN.
Thank you.
Tariq Milton, TARIQ MILTON.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Mr. Chang.
Tanzilla and Milton are the principals of Mass Avenue Wines, Inc., which seeks to purchase and have the license of Bossy Vino, Inc., doing business at Central Bottom Wine and Provisions, transferred to them. It exists currently an existing wine store located at 196-200 Mass Ave. Has been there at least since 2009 anyways. It is currently a wine store, and they will initially leave it as it is currently, with the intention in the future that they'll probably add a cooler with some coolers for cooled wines, some beer, as well as possibly some higher end tobacco products, all which would be appropriate with the wine shop. Currently, they are both experienced, that had licenses at three other liquor stores in the city of Boston. They have extensive experience, both have served as managers, they're both aware of the current liquor license laws. And we would ask that you approve the transfer, subject of course, as I mentioned in the petition, there will be financing to Cambridge Savings Bank, which will, per usual with bank, be secured by inventory and stock.
Okay. And quick question, the proposed hours would be 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday and 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday?
I believe those are the current hours, and we did not apply to change them.
Okay. And then, Counselor, I'm sure you've told your clients this, but there's a clause in the lease about assigning the lease, that they're aware that they can't assign the liquor license if they are going to move forward with an assignment at some point, correct?
Yes.
And Ms. Sherman, I know that you are an approved manager of record, is that correct?
Yes.
And you have had no disciplinary issues with the local board or the ABCC, is that correct?
Yes.
And are you up to date with the rules, laws, and regulations with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes, she does, because we are both of them were doing it, so.
Okay, but you are going to be the proposed manager of record. Are you up to date, Ms. Charming, with the rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
Okay. And are you 21 proof or TIPS certified?
I think yes, we did, I think, a couple years ago.
Okay.
So both of us, we have it.
Okay. If you can submit that, if you're not currently TIPS certified or 21 proof, you can do it and just submit it while this proceeds through. And then, Counselor, the security agreement and the note that we have are not currently executed?
They are not currently executed, no.
Okay. I'm assuming it's pending the vote of today?
Pending approval of here and, of course, by the ABCC.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
I don't.
All right. With that said, I would vote for grant.
I concur.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yep. Now moving on to one days.
Daniel Ludden on behalf of Boston Baroque, wine license at Sanders Memorial Hall, 12/31/18 and 1/1/19 from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a concert, 1,000 expected.
Granted with the condition that there must be a limited number of alcoholic drinks, 3, associated with the admission price, otherwise or thereafter the alcohol must
be sold. Can you take your conversation outside? I can't hear what...
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to...
I said outside.
It was you. I'm not blind.
They're speaking outside.
It was you. I'm not blind.
With that said, it was granted. Please. Granted with the condition that there must be a limited number of alcoholic drinks, 3, associated with the admission price, otherwise or thereafter the alcohol must be sold.
Eric Haar has applied for a Hawker Peddler license for 32 vendors at the Cambridge Center for Adult Education, 42 Brattle Street, on December 15th and 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a mistletoe art fair to sell handmade arts and crafts.
Granted.
Troy Hallahan has applied for a malt and wine license at Work Bar, 45 Prospect Street, on December 13th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for an art reception.
Granted with the condition that the alcohol must be sold.
Ken Oranger, on behalf of Little Donkey, has applied for an entertainment license at 505 Math Ave on December 15th from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a holiday party with live music.
Granted.
Kristen Wagner has applied for a malt and wine license at the Dance Complex, 536 Math Ave on December 12th, 29th, 30th, January 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, 20th, January 25th and 26th, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a dance performance.
Granted.
Michael Connolly has applied for a malt and wine license at Work Bar on December 17th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a fundraiser.
Granted with the condition that the alcohol must be sold.
Pedro Morales has applied for a malt and wine license at Sanders Theater, December 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 20th, 22nd, 23rd, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a musical theater play.
Granted. The next one's also him.
Yes. For malt and wine on December 31st and January 1st from 6 to 10 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. for a concert.
Granted.
Jess Sharofsky, on behalf of Cultural Survival, has applied for an entertainment license at Cambridge French and Latin on December 15th and 16th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a craft fair with music.
Granted.
Jennifer Sir has applied for a Hawker Peddler license at Memorial Hall, December 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. for CDs, cards, books, and ornaments.
Granted.
Marianne Maroney has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license at 2225 Math Ave on December 31st from 5 to 8 for a friends and family celebration.
Granted. That's it. We are done.
We are done.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, everyone.
Thank you.